Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Apparently, families are due to save hundreds of euro each year on childcare costs with this new announcement today of a maximum fee cap on childcare providers. It's been announced by the Children's Minister, Norma Foley, and would basically put a kind of a max cap on childcare services that receive care funding from the state. Avril Sheehan, who's the owner of Care A Lot Childcare, is with me here on the line today. Avril, can you explain, first of all, how will this work?
Now, that is the big question that we're all asking. So the devil will be in the finer details, and when we will get them, God only knows. So we're like everybody else. We're hearing this, as she announced yesterday evening, and it came in front of the cabinet this morning at, or today at lunchtime. The finer details, we'll have to wait and see how they're going to do it. I would presume is through the NCS, more investment in there for parents. Again, there will be conditions to be met. It will be how much you are earning, whether you're a big household, or, you know what I mean? It will all come down to stuff like that and to nitty gritties like that. In relation to increasing funding for the provider, they're capping again, capping the ones that are receiving state funding. And it will be very interesting to see how they're going to implement it, being honest. Now, obviously, we welcome any help for parents because childcare is a lot for a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for any of our listeners, and I'm sure we'll hear from them in a moment, it's 1800 453 106 is the number, Avril, but I'm sure for listeners tuned in today, I mean, any suggestion that there's going to be a max cap on the amount of money that they're going to pay their childcare provider has to be welcome news. But what does that mean for you and other providers?
So for the likes of us, we need to see how much we're going to be getting, what loops we have to go through, what we have to produce to get that funding as well, whether our overheads are going to be covered, or some of them anyway, at least. It's like they're saying there's 45 million there for the JLC discussions that are going on at the moment. But the proposal from SIP2 is far greater than 45 million. It's nearly up at the 100 million. So, like, it's not covering what they're expecting us to pay staff. So then there's a shortfall, and it's a vicious circle. It's like that. So that's only one aspect of it. I was on core funding, and I came off the core funding programme because I felt the standards of my business was going down. And I wasn't willing to let it slip because the funding wasn't matching what my outlays were. So I came off the core funding and I said I'd paddle my own canoe, and I've been doing that for the last 2 years.
Yeah, but I suppose for the childcare providers, Avril, that are still providing the core funding and other government public services and childcare programmes, it means there's now going to be likely a diktat that they're only allowed to charge X amount.
Well, at the moment, they're capped anyway. Any new service, it depends on how many hours you offer. So a maximum of like €390 a week per child for 45 hours. Now, being honest with you, Andrea, you'd need €395 or €390 a week to cover like insurance, inflation, oil. We saw what oil has gone up and everything. Like, I have 4 fills of oil a year here for my creche, and my creche is a small creche. I have 50 on a daily basis. So, like, it needs to match. Like, 390, if I'm taking children in from 7:30 in the morning till 6 in the evening, and meeting all these regulations and all these standards, and like the minute a plastic box is broken with any little chip off it, I have to replace it. Like, there are a lot of things that we have to spend on that people don't even realise.
Okay.
So like 390 a week isn't a lot to care for a child 45 hours, your prized possession.
Aideen Finnegan, who's the presenter of Better With Money with the Irish Times, is with us here, Avril, on the line as well. You're paying for childcare at the moment, Aideen. I presume you'd welcome this.
Hi, Andrea. Hi, Avril. Yes, I will, of course, welcome it. But I will say that it's a headline figure. It sounds like a lot, but, it doesn't actually take into account the very big structural changes that are needed. So why do we need creches? It's not because parents are at home. It's because they've gone out to work. And so if you want a workforce, you want to facilitate them working, you need to put the infrastructure in place. One of the things that I find really frustrating, quite apart from the fact that already as it is, it's a mortgage payment going out of our house on top of everything else, right? So that's a huge amount of money. at the same time, the staff working in, and I'm very fortunate that my children are in extremely good childcare settings. Like a new graduate entering the early education sector can earn as little as $13.65 an hour. So that's the minimum wage is $13.50, right? So they're on pittance. We're paying through the nose, and all the cost is getting, you know, sucked up elsewhere. So I just feel like, first of all, it's really frustrating when the creches can't get staff, because we'll get an email saying we might have to close this room if we can't get it staffed. It's just, it's a complete mess. And it's like, It's great to offer this relief in terms of a couple of hundred year, but it doesn't address the kind of the widespread problem. And I just don't understand why childcare isn't part of the school system at this stage. I understand that some people choose to stay at home. Most people have to have two incomes coming into a house.
Nearly like a primary school, like early primary school model, basically.
Yeah, I mean, well, they're in an early childcare, an early school model as it is with ECI. At age three, they go into the first of their two ECI years. And also, one of the other things I really wanted to highlight as well, Andrea, is that childcare places start at age one for the most part.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of women do not get to take the time off. And even if they do, the times don't align. So my daughter turned one, you know, early in the year. The creche wouldn't take them until I had a birthday that didn't align with the intake. So even though she was one, there was a lag time of 6 months where I had to find the childcare. So it's just, it's too bitty. It's too disjointed. It's not looking at what's needed, which is just a complete root and branch reworking of it.
Funny you say
because
that.
We want people working.
Funny you say that, Aideen. I'm just looking at an email that's come in from a listener here to tell us they have two children in creche in Glenageary in Dublin. They received an email last month to say that they're leaving the government core funding scheme and will now face a 30% increase, which will work out at €400 per month per child. This is going to bring our monthly net creche fee to almost €2,500. It's €30,000 a year for two children. And the scary reality is that the €60,000 of our gross salary is actually going directly to creche for two children. We're frantically trying to move creche now, but as we know, all of the other creches in the area are already running at capacity. I'm worried that we will move the kids, and the next creche will also subsequently go on then to leave the scheme next year, and we're back to square one again. My only hope and prayer is that this funding to be announced today will encourage our creche to do a U-turn on their decision to leave the core funding scheme, at least hopefully for a year or more. The system is broken. The government's promise of affordable childcare is in the distant future, and it's forcing high taxpayers out of the workforce today, says this listener. Niamh de Bruin is with me here, Aideen, on the line as well. Because, Niamh, congratulations. I know you've had a second baby recently, but
you
do have one in creche. Was it difficult to get that place?
So look, you're kind of at a stage where you're having to nearly, book them into creche before you even start telling people that you're pregnant. You know, it's something that we're living right now. My daughter Harper is very settled in creche, and we are very fortunate to have such an amazing facility in Ballyhale. But my son is only 5 months old, and I still don't know if there is a place for him. You know, if not there, then we're looking at, you know, private fees once my leave runs out, or just not being able to go back to my 9-to-5 job.
So it is that difficult beyond Dublin and in the kind of the County Kilkenny and surrounding areas. It's the same problems exist in terms of trying to actually find childcare.
Yeah, look, it is. It's not just a struggle in Dublin. You know, I think it's a countrywide thing. You know, I'm essentially working two jobs, and creche is still one of the biggest things we pay out every month. It's like another mortgage.
And like that listener, that email I just read a moment ago, I'm sure you and Aideen there can probably, you know, I'm sure that resonates with you, that fear that the childcare provider might actually turn around and leave the core funding scheme.
Yeah, that is a worry that, you know, that we are looking at now with the way things are gone and everything is so expensive. And, you know, I'm on my 6 months, my 26 weeks maternity leave at the moment, but then I'm going into, you know, my unpaid leaves. And, you know, then you're looking at, what if I don't get a place down in the creche? Look, I'm hoping that we do because my daughter's in there, but it's not guaranteed. And then you're looking for private childcare. And if you can't find private childcare, like, there aren't that many options left.
No. And like the cost of all of this, I mean, like to that listener's email, they're talking about the reality of this being €60,000 of their gross salary for two children for creche for the year. It's unbelievable money.
Yeah, look, they're saying it's capped at, I think, €295 a week for a full day place now. And the government said they want to move it towards that 200 a month over its term. It is a step, but, you know, I would welcome them going further. And that's not the only issue. It's securing a place before we even look at that.
Yeah, before you even get to that stage. Ollie Sheehan is joining us too, Niamh. Ollie's the owner and director of Mary Geary Childcare. Do you welcome this, Ollie?
Andrea, this is kind of an interesting one in that, you know, it's supposed to be very good for parents, but I question it big time, you know. We have problems in that 20% of providers nationally are not going to be part of this core funding scheme and this benefit that the minister talks about. And that's services that are actively leaving. You just heard there your last speaker mentioning that they are... service were leaving core funding, and there is more and more services leaving this, and they're increasing their fees by between 20% and 30% around the country. And unfortunately, here today with the minister's announcement of approximately 12% of services will be reducing their fees, you know, because of this, the cap that they brought in. Now those 12% of services will be deciding, are we going to leave the scheme entirely because it may not be viable? So the minister's intention and the government's intention may be good, but it's very much a short-sighted kind of headline thing. And one of the major, major issues that we have as providers is that there is no mention at all in the government's long-term strategy about delivering quality service. There is, the incentive is basically if you want to provide it, five-star service, it's going to cost you so much more than if you provide a two-star service. And if you make far more money if you aim to provide the two-star service. And the government aren't addressing this. They're not addressing the enormous administration cost that comes with these schemes.
Yeah.
The childcare crisis, as you heard the last speakers speak there, childcare service is in crisis. And the minister is putting a plaster on a huge wound that exists, and this is getting worse. And unfortunately, they're not willing to listen. And if they would listen to providers, if they listen to the people that are working on the ground...
But that doesn't seem to be working for anybody then. I mean, like, if you're saying, Ollie, from your perspective as the provider, it's not working for you, that in terms of trying to provide a top quality service at the amount that you're being paid. You hear Niamh talking about the struggles to even try and get a child into a creche still, despite all of the government funding that has been thrown at this. Like, this listener tells me they tried to book into a creche when they discovered they were pregnant and were told they couldn't until the baby was born. Another listener says the childcare system starts at 1 year old, that being 52 weeks, but the government only give maternity leave or service of 26 weeks. So I don't see where the logic is there. And this listener says, I'm a childcare provider. My weekly fee is €161.74 and it's really difficult to run my facility. The running costs are so high and the government won't let me increase the fees. The email, if you want to get in touch with us, is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. For the moment, we leave it there. That is Avril Sheehan, Ollie Sheehan as well, Aideen Finnegan and Niamh de Bruin.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.